see you, and thank you very much indeed for coming, and welcome. This is 307 NetInfo's primary election candidate forum. It's an opportunity for voters to get to know more about each candidate, why they're running, and how they would tackle the issues that are facing our county, district, and indeed our state. I would like to emphasise that 307 NetInfo is exactly that. It's info, informational. And the purpose of this forum is to have candidates answer questions that really truly reveal who they are and what they stand for, so that voters can make informed choices when they stand at the ballot box. It really is an information-driven event, and I hope that you'll see that the way that we conduct this and the questions we ask is really just to flesh out a little bit about what each candidate is interested in promoting. So, having said that, I'm also very fastidious about impartiality, as the candidates who I've interviewed already know. And the order of the candidates will rotate as they answer questions. I'm going to seat them here in alphabetical order, and we will rotate different questions, and they will have different opportunity to answer. So no candidate gets a fair or unfair advantage over another. The audio that's being recorded here tonight will be available on demand at 307 NetInfo sometime tomorrow afternoon or early evening, certainly within the next 24 hours. And I would also just like to take a moment to draw your attention to the individual interviews that I conducted with each of the candidates here. And you can go back and listen to those. Everything that is on 307 NetInfo is on demand. You can download it. It has playback speed function, so you can either speed it up or you can slow it down. And you'll also find some other information about the election there too on our dedicated primary election page. The questions that you will hear, some of them overlap with some of the questions that were asked in the interview, because I don't believe that everybody will listen to everything or read everything. So this is to really get the basic information out to as many people as possible. I'd just like to explain a little bit about the format of the evening. As I said, the candidates will be seated in alphabetical order at the table, and they will have a time in which to answer, and that is going to be 2 minutes. The candidates will be given a 30-second warning when they have just 30 seconds left, and then they'll be told when their time is up. So I would like to welcome up, first of all, our county commissioner candidates. We're just going to spend a moment or two with them, just really so that they get to explain who they are and what it is that they think is important about the county election that they're running for. And then we're going to do the House District 40 and the Senate 22 races, which is a total of 5 candidates seated at the table at the same time. And my thought for that is very simple, which is basically they're essentially going to be doing the same job in different rooms. And so they will be seated here, and again we will rotate the questions and the way in which they answer. The questions are designed to really give an example of what kind of a candidate, what they would like to do, how they would conduct themselves should you elect them to office. So without any further ado, please let me invite up Steve Kosacek and Jerry Osborne, who are our candidates for County Commissioner. So if you'd like to take a seat, gentlemen. I would also like to thank not only these two candidates, but also the other candidates. I think everybody is here tonight, and thank you very much indeed, candidates, for being part of this. I think it's a very important thing that elect voters get to hear what you're about, and I appreciate you giving up an evening in your campaign to do this. And I'd also like to thank Erin Palmer and Marcy Schuler, who are here helping me. Erin and I collaborate a lot already, and so have Marcy and I in the past. Erin is also responsible for the sound and the technology aspect of all of this, and Marcy will be moderating and asking the first questions of our county commissioners. So thank you very much. I'm going to hand this over to you, Marcy.
Thank you, Kate. Our county commissioner candidates. County commissioners are the chief executive officers of the county. They oversee the county's management and administration and represent the county at state and federal levels and participate in long-range plannings. So as Bob Perry is stepping down from the council, We have you two running for his seat. You'll join Bill Novotny and Jeff Shelley on the county. Our candidates, as you can see, are Steve Kozicek and Jerry Osborne. So I'm going to just say the question. I'll say it to both of you so you don't have to remember between. And William will be holding up the signs that say 30 seconds and then time is up. And he'll start timing when I stop at talking. Okay? and William, you can say time as well. Okay. So we'll start with Steve. Steve Kozicek, please introduce yourself and explain why you are running and what qualifications or experience you have that would be relevant.
Yes, I am Steve Kozicek. I am running for county commissioner. I've been involved in public service my whole life. As most of you are well aware, I served the sheriff's office for almost 40 years, in law enforcement for 46 years, including 16 years as sheriff. So I bring a lot of experience to the table. I bring background of county government. I'm very well aware of how the county government operates. I'm pretty aware of the budgeting issues that come in. I sit through a lot of budget meetings, so I have a lot of experience in that area and background in that area. And I also have the time and the desire to serve. Like I said, my background is in public service. I retired 6 years ago from the sheriff's office. Spent the first 2 years doing well. Then COVID came along, and you know how that is for all of us. So, and 2 years ago, I thought about running for county commissioner at that time, but we had 6 or 7 really good candidates running, and I chose not to jump in that. This was Commissioner Perry earlier this year, and he told me he wasn't going to run. So that's the time that I, you know, discussed it with my family, friends, spent a lot of time praying about it, thinking about it, and that's why I decided to run for county commissioner. I'm a public servant at heart. I have, like I said, the desire, the time, and the experience and the knowledge I bring to serve as a good county commissioner.
Thank you. Okay, Jerry Osborne, please introduce yourself and explain why you were running and what qualifications or experience you have that would be relevant.
Well, part of my, do you want me to take this off and direct the lights?
You can leave your hat on if you like.
Well, I was born and raised here all my life, not to include being gone in the service for 3 years in college and stuff, but being here all my life, being involved in a lot of different situations. Kate Harness knows one of them. I've been with the EMS ambulance driver for 34 years and intend to continue to do it until I can't. I belong to Suicide Prevention Coalition, and the Family Crisis Center. I've been with them for a long time as an advocate.
Now we have a microphone.
Is that any better?
Yes.
Good. Anyhow, so qualifications, I've never been in office. My granddad was a county commissioner. I don't know exactly what year it was, but I was going to Casper College, and when I got done with that school, he called and said, "Grandson, what's your plans for the future?" And I said, "Well, I really don't have any." So he said, "Well, your number's coming up." That's back when the draft was injected. He said, "You probably best make up your mind." So I made up my mind to join the service. So I did that, and I was in the helicopter maintenance for 3 years, and spent a year in Vietnam working on medevac helicopters. And qualifications, I've been with the county. I worked with Dorothy Elsom after I sold the bee business. I worked with Dorothy Elsom for 6 years in the assessor's office, and then 2 years in the planning office, and then moved on to some other jobs. I'm obviously a workaholic because I still work. In fact, I just painted
a light bulb today.
Nope.
Which means nothing to you guys. To me, it does. So.
You went away.
There we go.
Sorry. Time's up. Didn't learn a thing, did you?
Oh, I did pop a
So you, but you gave me four.
Oh,
yeah. You pulled trying to figure out our mics.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Okay, well, we got two good mics for these guys.
Yeah.
Are you a good mic? I'm a good mic.
I'm a good mic.
Okay, Steve's is pretty quiet.
Hello?
Yeah, Steve's doesn't sound
good. Hello?
This one works
nicely.
Go
ahead and hold that one, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
that works fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that works good.
That's better. We want to hear you for sure.
Whoa.
I know, they were all working when I was running for office. Okay, we'll go on to question number two. What, and this will start with Jerry Osborne, what in your opinion are the most significant issues facing local government in Johnson County, and what would be your approach to addressing them?
Well, mostly in every community I ever been around, know about now, is, you know, housing. And affordable housing, which is pretty hard to come by because of the way things are valued now. But that's always going to be an issue. Taxation, that's always going to be an issue, and you'll hear that from the upper echelon when they get up here. But, you know, commissioners can't do much about taxation. But, you know, we can at least, like I learned in the assessor's office, how it comes to be, you know. Like or equal or comparable sales create the value to go up. But that's up to the state. But at least we can help them be aware of how our citizens think and what they, you know, what they don't want to pay any more taxes. Like I said, housing is always going to be a problem. We need to somehow get some way to get housing built affordably. I don't know how you're going to do that. I can't do it, but maybe we can work with people that can. I think working with other entities, whether they're builders, realtors, or any of the things such as that, can maybe make it come to fruition. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Steve Kozacek, what, in your opinion, are the most significant issues facing local government in Johnson County, and what would be your approach to addressing them?
Well, I think one of the main issues that we're seeing right now is our budgeting. We're seeing our revenues going down. All of our taxes go up. Personal taxes go up. Our mineral royalty taxes are down. So we're seeing a shortage in that area. And it's, you know, if we end up with the same administration in Washington that we have now, it's not going to help us any. But I think there's maybe a silver lining in the cloud, because we are starting to mine some uranium down the southeast corner of Johnson County, and that will increase our mineral revenue. But budget's always going to be a big concern. That doesn't mean that, you know, the sky's falling or anything like that, but I think we need to continue, and I think our current county commissioners have been doing a good job of conserving budgeting. I think all of our elected officials have been doing the same. I sat through most of the budget hearings this year, and I think they did an excellent job of that. So I think that's going to be one of our issues. And our infrastructure needs to be kept going, especially our road and bridge department. We have a great road and bridge department. I spoke to a forum the other night, and I told the people in Johnson County, we have almost 600 miles of county roads in Johnson County. That's like driving to Cheyenne and back. And I think the road and bridge department has 7 or 8 guys to maintain those roads. So I think they do an excellent job. I know people complain about roads, whether you live in town or you live in the county, or you drive down a state highway, we just complain about our roads. So, you know, we need to keep working on that. Their source of revenue, it comes from a lot of different areas. So, and Jerry kind of touched about housing. That's an issue, always has been. I think we've got to be very, very careful as county commissioners that we don't get in the building business or the loaning business or anything like that. And that's because there's several reasons for it, because it's not good, because we're competing with other businesses. Plus, we can't do that as county commissioners. County commissioners cannot loan, give money out, or any aid to any private entity. So, you know, it's something that we've got to be working on. I know there's some committees going on with that, so time's up.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this next question starts with Steve Kozacek. What would be your approach to addressing our county's infrastructure and service needs, such as road maintenance, public safety, and health care, while also balancing the county's budget? It kind of piggybacks on what you were just talking about. Would you do anything differently than it is being done now?
You know, the only thing, you know, like I talked a little bit about the road and bridge. I think the road and bridge does an excellent job. They got a lot of different revenue sources coming in. They just don't come out of the general budget. They've got a lot of severance tax money, our gasoline taxes, all goes to those kind of projects. Emergency services, we got a great emergency service department here. You know, everything, our EMS is great. Our sheriff's office is great. Our police departments are great. Fire districts are outstanding. You know, so we have good emergency services. We just need to keep them funded. And with the exception of the sheriff's office, all those are special districts. They operate off a mill levy. And I looked at it this year, and they didn't. A lot of those didn't take much of a mill levy to keep operating. I think one of the big issues we're facing as far as health goes is our mental health crisis. We are having a tough time with mental health right now in Johnson County. And my, what I've been able to find out and asking questions is, a lot of it is that money comes from the Department of Health and comes down to Johnson County, but getting those services to it is through an organization, VOA, Volunteers of America. And for them to get that money down here, they have to pay their people. People have to find housing. They can't do that. Maybe they're not getting paid enough, but there's some issues there that need to be resolved. And I think once we get that resolved, maybe we can get our mental health programs back online, helping people, because we do have a very serious mental health crisis, not only here in Johnson County, but in the state of Wyoming, all over the United States. And I think we're making some great headway in that. We're recognizing that. Jerry has talked about serving on some of those committees. We got suicide awareness groups. We got those kind of things in place, but we need the counselors in place and those services in place. And as a county commissioner, I'm going to, you know, do whatever I can do to encourage that, to make sure that those people are getting their funding and whatever else they need to be able to provide those jobs and opportunities for us.
Hey, thank you. Okay, Jerry Osborne, what would be your approach to addressing our county's infrastructure needs, infrastructure and service needs, such as road maintenance, public safety, and health care, while also balancing the county's budget? Would you do anything differently than is being done now?
Probably not. The guys that are running it now are doing a good job, and have been doing a good job. I will learn how they're doing a good job and keep it that way. What I can add, I'll add, and like I said, I'll learn from them, because you don't learn if you don't get in there and kick dirt with them. The road and bridge, he talks a lot about road and bridge. We've got some of the best roads around, and they're doing a great job. Got a lot of good equipment. It costs money. Budgets are budgets. You know, if my bank account gets low, I make sure it's still there. Bill and all and Jeff got to do the same thing. No matter which one of us would get in there, we'll do our best to keep it that way. Mental health is a huge thing in my book, because I belong to the Suicide Prevention Coalition. Bill Hawley and I have been together since he started it, and that's a big deal. And, you know, he was in the law enforcement. There's several law enforcement people in here, and I know I work in that area myself at the moment. I know for a fact that it would be really great if we could come up with a plan that could help the law enforcement people in-house with people that are in jail or incarcerated to get them the help they need. And I mean professional help, not my kind of help, but professional help. That's a must. You know, like I said, I was with the Family Crisis. I'm probably one of the only male advocates in Wyoming. I don't know, Shannon, am I the only one in Johnson County and the sheriff here in Wyoming, male advocate? Yeah, okay. Well, anyhow, that's another avenue, because you learn from the little bitties up, and it helps you get in the Who Scout, so that's a big thing. I just got started.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, question number 4. This starts with Jerry Osborne. What would you like to accomplish during your term?
Well, I just covered some of it, because the things that are important to me are people. And I wished I could get mom and pop to raise kids so none of this takes place. That's important. But, you know, it's pretty hard to get in a family and tell them how to raise their kids, because you got to do it yourself. My kids turned out okay. I hope so. If not, so be it. That's a big one, you know. And the things that I belong to and believe in is family. That's kind of why I want to get in this, because it's all about family. It's all about our county. You know, being raised here, born here, and all that stuff, I don't want to see it change. I want to see it get better. And by having good people like Bill and Jeff and whoever ends up in the seat, we can help make that better. Because it's all about mom, pop, and the kids and a good place to live. We got some of the best schools here that in the state. I look up highly to teachers because they raise our kids about 30% of their life until they get out of school. And it's a very important thing that teachers get what they, you know, do what they do. And I really look up to them. So that's sort of my bailiwick. I like what I'm doing. I think we got to have a family-oriented world.
Okay, thank you. Steve Kozacek, what would you like to accomplish during your term?
I'd like to see the county remain stable, economically viable, and I think that's one of the greatest things we've got going right now. But I'd also like to see us be able to continue to promote Johnson County. I'm a great fan of Johnson County. We all live here because we love Johnson County, and I want to do everything in my power to make sure that we continue to have this. And it's going to take some outside the box thinking as time goes on, but I'm looking forward to that. I just talked with a guy the other day that just moved here from Oklahoma, and I said, why are you moving to Buffalo? He said, well, my job brought me here, but I could live anywhere in the state of Wyoming. I said, why Buffalo? He said, we drove through Buffalo, we're looking around, we saw kids walking downtown eating ice cream cones. We saw kids riding their bicycles to the swimming pool. Well, that's important to have a community like that. We have to raise our kids as a community, like I think Jerry is talking about. But I think as a county government, we've also got to look at how we can do that effectively and efficiently. We can't just, the county commissioners throw money to every little project that comes along, but we can be very wise in how we support these organizations and do what we can do to help these community organizations like the Family Crisis Center and the Boys and Girls Club. You know, those organizations need their funding. But we've also got to make sure that we are taking care of the requirements that we have to do by state statute. There are certain things that county commissioners are required to do by state law and have to fund. There's other things that we may fund. And then there's some things that we fund because it's just the right thing to do for our community. And that's the programs we're talking about, the Boys and Girls Club, the Family Crisis Center, and those kind of organizations all help our community. They all reflect back on us. So my goal is to keep Johnson County stable financially and keep it growing and keep it going forward.
Thank you. Okay, starting with Steve Kozacek. You have heard your opponents speak. If there are any specific points you'd like to address or remark upon, this is your opportunity to do so. Please be specific, and then we'll move on to your closing statement.
I've known Jerry for close to 50 years, probably. He's a great guy. You know, I worked with him on ambulance calls. He talks about the mental health crisis and law enforcement. I've been on a lot of calls with those and dealing with people. I have nothing but the greatest respect for Jerry. So, but I'll wait more for later.
But that's scary.
Okay, thank you. And Jerry Osborne, you have heard your opponent speak. If there are any specific points you would like to address or remark upon, this is your opportunity to do so. Please be specific, and then we'll move on to your closing statement.
I could ditto what he says because I've known him quite a while. And when you're in law enforcement, it's something I probably wouldn't be very good at because you put up with everything that comes down the pike. So to be able to do that, there's guys in here that are able to do that. He was one of them. And to be able to put up with people and all kind of flaky things that go on, you got to look up highly to them. Just like you said with EMS, you know, anything that has to do with people, it's a tough deal. But if you're good at it, you're good at it. And I'm sure he has been.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Okay, we'll start with Jerry Osborne. This is your closing statement. We invite each of you to make a closing statement to appeal to the voters. This is your opportunity to highlight your vision, your key priorities, and the unique qualities that make you the best choice for county commissioner.
Well, I started out saying I was born and raised here. Well, yeah, sure enough. And I'm going to stay here. And when I croak, I'll go out there with the rest of my family in Willow Grove. But obviously, I care about my county, or I wouldn't be sitting here. To make a decision to do this came, like I said, through my grandfather, because he was a county commissioner, Dave Watt. And when I worked in the assessor's office, there was a plaque at the bottom of the south stairs. We didn't work upstairs, but I know where that plaque was. Don't know where it is to this day, but I'd sure like to find it. Granddad's name was on that. So that sparked an interest way back when, and it's never left. And, you know, working in the county with Dorothy, I learned all about Johnson County, not in his category, but in what Johnson County is all about, what it looks like, houses, property, farm, ranch, because I made it to every corner of it to do house measurements and reevaluations. That being said, that's part of the reason why I might be able to be okay in this thing. You know, and then in the planning office, I was a couple of years before I tried retirement again. Obviously, I'm no good at retirement because I've tried it three or four times. So the planning office gives me a little foothold because they've gone three times to try to get some form of zoning. Well, zoning is a dirty word in most places. I know it is. But land use planning is where it really starts, and there's already that in place. When you build in Johnson County, buy and build, you can't whack it up any smaller than 35 unless you go through a planning situation. You know, you have to do certain things. If you build, you got to get a well permit and a septic permit, and that's about the size of it. So,
oh, really?
Your time is up. Okay, Steve Kozacek. We invite each of you to make a closing statement to appeal to the voters. This is your opportunity to highlight your vision, key priorities, and the unique qualities that make you the best choice for county commissioner.
Okay, thank you again for having us. I came to Buffalo in 1973 with the Highway Patrol. I was transferred to station here in Buffalo and went to work for the Sheriff's Office about 6 years later, where I spent the rest of my career. In addition to that, when I got in the Sheriff's Office, I started getting involved in a lot of different things. I've served on a lot of different boards in our community, all things to help improve our community, I think. I spent 16 years with the fire district. I spent almost 30 years with the Family Crisis Center on their board of directors. I just got a lot of things I could talk about like that, but that's not important. What's important is what I'm going to do in the future and what my goals are. And I just want to serve the people of Johnson County, pure and simple. I want to keep Johnson County a place where we can raise our kids in a great community. I got four generations of Kozacheks living in Johnson County now. All my kids went to school in Johnson County. My grandkids went to school in Buffalo and KC. I got great grandkids starting the school system here. So I've got a very vested interest in Johnson County and the future of Johnson County. I want to see us continue to work in a positive way, keep Johnson County a great community, a great place for visitors to come and enjoy, and also keep the citizens in a safe environment. I'm very, very proactive in the government and moving forward and doing projects that will improve those areas, improve our infrastructure in our county. So, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time. You know, I've been, every time I ran for sheriff, my slogan was, I'm committed to the future of Johnson County. I haven't changed that. I'm still committed to the future of Johnson County, wherever it looks like. There might be some tough times, there might not be some tough times, but wherever it is, I'm looking forward to being committed to that. I'm looking forward to working with the Board of County Commissioners and other government agencies, wherever they may be. So I'm asking each of you for your vote on August 20th to vote for me for County Commissioner. Perfect timing.
me like you're trying to be a Camino.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for explaining a little bit about your campaign. Thank you. So I must apologise, we're having a few little gremlins. They crept in sometime between 5 and 5.30. We're going to just spend a moment making sure that our sound is good. So if you'd like to just take a quick break, we'll be back as soon as we can. Thank you.